Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A recent economic impact study is showing that our next guest's 2,600-acre business park in the upstate is having a $6 billion annual impact on our state's economy. Jody Bryson is president and CEO of the South Carolina Technology and Aviation Center, known as SCTAC, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville. Jody, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
So first of all, tell us more about SCTAC.
SCTAC was originally constructed in 1942 and opened as the Greenville Army Air Base to serve our troops in the war effort in Europe, and it continued to do that up until 1963 when the base was closed and the city of Greenville and the county of Greenville decided to acquire the base and set it up to be a business park. It originally operated as the Donelson Center Industrial Air Park. In 2007, we rebranded the park to the South Carolina Technology and Aviation Center. Today, we're home to more than 100 advanced manufacturing companies, including such big names as 3M, Michelin, Lockheed Martin, Pharmaceutical Associates, Ethos Chemicals, and a number of other diverse companies. And today, our park operates as a self-sustaining joint agency of the city and county of Greenville. We do not receive any tax dollars for our operating budget. We fund those through our business activities, such as the lease revenues that we generate with our tenant companies.
This economic impact study showing $6 billion impact, the numbers that a lot of people are interested in diving into a little deeper are the job numbers.
Yes, the park supports approximately 17,800 jobs in the upstate, which translates into $1.3 billion in labor income each year. What's even more impressive is that our park and its companies directly or indirectly support one out of every nine manufacturing jobs in the upstate.
How about the wage numbers?
The average job at SCTAC, at our member companies, whether it's directly or indirectly, is estimated to pay an average annual wage of just over $90,000 a year. That's a 70% premium over the average annual wage in the upstate region across all jobs.
And I suppose all of that's adding to the tax base here in our state as well.
Yes, it is. According to the study, economic impact of $6.1 billion annually generates approximately $102.7 million in tax revenues annually.
All right. And so with this very positive economic impact study, is there room for growth still there at SCTAC?
As a matter of fact, there is, Mike. There's a lot of growth among our existing industry base. All those companies that I mentioned earlier, those big name companies and a lot of the smaller companies, have either expanded recently or are planning to expand soon. One of the biggest expansions that has taken place over the last couple of years has been at Lockheed Martin. Because of the combination of the F-16 production and sustainment work that Lockheed performs at our park as our largest airfield tenant, they are continuing to add jobs as the pipeline for those aircraft continues to grow. But there's also room for new companies. We have a couple of hundred acres available for development that where we could accommodate a new company who's interested in locating at our park in the upstate. We also are growing our automotive test track, which is located on a closed runway property. And we are just about ready to open a 3-mile highway speed loop infrastructure that will serve the automotive economy in our state, much like our airport, our aviation-focused airport, Donelson Field, serves the aviation industry in our state.
All right, Jody, great information. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Jody Bryson is president and CEO of the South Carolina Technology and Aviation Center, known as SCTAC, in Greenville, South Carolina. And we will have a link to the center posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.